Through the chair, Representative Foster, the Department of Revenue has been working with the Child Support Enforcement Division to formulate a pilot program to help people who are not presently paying their child support, to bring them into the fold of CSCD and help those people, one, get off of state aid if they're on it, help them with securing training for employment if they need that, and also addressing the payment of ongoing payment to the custodial parent for the children, and also becoming current in payment of arrears to the custodial parent. And Ms. Wendland is online. She has also been working very very closely with the department on such a pilot program, and her concerns are outlined in the Department of Law Memorandum. It's very important that any program that we put together meet constitutional safeguards. So that's what we're asking for. Just time to finish that process and begin it.
When is it?
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to adopt this one, or you want to wait till you hear from the
sponsor?
Through the chair, at this time, since
speaker, can I for the record, please?
I'm sorry, John Lane, with the Speaker Cott's office. At this time, the speaker has not seen the committee substitute, so we can't really address how he feels about the committee substitute at this time.
Okay. Well, we will set this aside until the speaker has a chance to look at it.
And, Mr. Chairman, can we make sure we get a revised fiscal notes based upon the version that hasn't been adopted yet, but very likely might be?
Representative Stoltz. Mr. Chairman, just for the purposes of picking apart whichever one of these, is it more likely we're going to adopt the B version? I mean, I'm looking for a little direction to proceed to be prepared for the next meeting. Or
I was asked by the administration to come up with this CS. I talked to the sponsor, and at one time he did not see the CS, as I did not, and I told him that I would leave it up to the committee on what they would like to do.
Chairman, I'm just trying to be prepared for the next. I don't want to try to do my work here in the committee table. I want to try to. I'm just looking for a little guidance.
What I would suggest you do between now and the near future is to look at this and discuss this with both the sponsor and the administration and see which one you would like to support. Speaker would like his bill, I'm sure. The administration would like to see it. See us.
I'm much edified after that.
So we will set this aside until the speaker has a chance, and I would hope that the administration works with the speaker. And the speaker also working with the administration on this. There is one more I'd like to bring up, and it's
take a brief, what number brief is it?
House Bill 123.
House Bill 123. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't find out. I believe we filed
I've been working and I will continue to work with the person. Representative Foster.
You want to move? I'll go ahead and move that CSHB 123, draft 620 slash hotel, out of committee with the attached fiscal notes with individual recommendations.
Any objections? If not, then move from committee with individual recommendations. Right now, I believe we are going to go into a recess until 4 p.m. 20 minutes from that. We have public hearings for Juno.
Come to the docket tomorrow. Switch bills.
I think, is it just the two?
Tomorrow, we'll have therapeutic courts, 451, and HJR 4, constitutional amendment, 90-day legislative session.
Okay. The operating budget, capital budget.
We have the other things. And George, do you see this?
You got a lot of work to do tonight, Mike.
Remember to sign the committee.